Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. Two teenage boys stabbed today at the Times Square 42nd Street station. It happened just before 7 during a big argument with another teen on a southbound Q. Police say a 16-year-old boy got stabbed in the gut. A 15-year-old kid got slashed in one of his hands. The attacker hightailed it when the train pulled into 42nd Street. Both boys in stable condition. They haven't caught anybody yet. Well, here's to Christmas in August. Merry Christmas. And Santa Claus is played by Governor Phil Murphy. Announcing a fair holiday on the NJT is actually to make up for all the craziness strap hangers have been exposed to this summer.
Fares on all NJ Transit trains, light rail, and bus service will be waived from August 26th through September 2nd. Commuter Wendy Hercules from Queens was pleased. She said all too often she's not gotten home from Summit until midnight.
Well, that's good. It's good. It's good. It's a good gesture.
But rider Kathy Grillo from Manhattan said the timing isn't right.
It's kind of not fair. It's not the right time.
Maybe
it should be September. After Labor Day, when it's not summer and more people are returning to the office.
Both NJ Transit and Amtrak are working on long and short-term fixes, including stepped-up inspections of overhead wires and signals. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at Penn Station.
Might have said, tell that sister, take it when you can get it. Again, that's from August 26th through September the 2nd. Merry Christmas, everybody. So how many times have you been on a city bus, the driver sitting there honking his horn, trying to make the car parked in the bus lane move out the way so he can drop you off or pick you up? Well, the MTA says folks aren't getting the message, so they are now working with a reliable ACE to help. That is automated camera enforcement. If you're parked in a bus lane, they're going to take down your tag number and send you a little gift in the mail.
Effective August 19th, they are now getting violations. You know, we could see our streets are just as congested as ever as pre-pandemic. And, you know, this is one of our tools in our disposal that we need to help free up this congestion.
Frank Anacaro with the MTA, he says no more warnings, folks. You'll get a ticket starting at $50, and after that, it'll scale up to $250 for repeat violators. Officials are hoping it'll act as a deterrent, and riders hope so, too, after getting dropped off in a rain puddle instead of on the curb because Joe Schmo decided to sit there and block it. To the bridges and tunnels, and the NYPD and other agencies hauled in 166 more vehicles now found with alleged ghost plates and belonging to persistent toll violators. They call it interagency scofflaw operations. Woo, fancy. And they were busy on the Willis, the 3rd Avenue, Verrazano Narrows. 43 people were arrested and at least 1,800 summonses issued. In 34 operations, officers have impounded now 2,000 vehicles, issuing 17,000 summonses and making 438 arrests. MTA Bridges and Tunnels boss Catherine Sheridan says the message could not be any clearer. Anybody who thinks they are above the law, doesn't pay their tolls, will find out the hard way. And rolled her neck with a Zorro snap when she said it. Hey, we got a watch party that's going on, starting right about now for the Little League World Series. Staten Island has a dog in the fight with the South Shore gang playing in the big one for littles for the very first time. And Mac Rosenberg is following them.
For the first time since 2009, Staten Island's South Shore Little League squad is in Williamsport for the World Series.
Go out there and win fun for the home team.
Thanks, Mayor.
Thank you.
They got a FaceTime call from Mayor Adams before their game today against Nevada. Staten Island went 17-2 in the regular season and got to the Little League World Series with a 5-0 win against Morristown. Coach Bob Laterza.
It'd be great for Staten Island, great for South Shore, and great for New York.
Coach, I wish you the best in all the team.
Today's winner plays Monday. The loser plays an elimination game Saturday. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Staten Island.
Yeah, so that party just started in Tottenville at Fast Break right there on Richmond Valley Road. They got food over there, a big screen TV. The borough president, Vito Fisella, is hosting it now. As Matt mentioned, if they win the game this afternoon, they'll play again on Monday. If they lose, they'll drop down to the elimination side of the bracket and play again on Saturday. If they win it all, it will be Staten Island's first title in 60 years. You go, fellas. We're rooting for you. Their little butt's going to be famous. Here in Queens, a lady has been hit with 88 counts of animal cruelty, criminal contempt, and other crimes for allegedly keeping more than 20 dogs and cats inside her place. Animal welfare officials say her two-story house in Jackson Heights was a mess. Elizabeth Grant allegedly kept the animals in squalid conditions with feces and urine all over the place. Officials say they also found three dead cats in there, living where there was no accessible clean water or anything. Police took a search warrant and went into the house back in May. They say even before you could walk in the entrance, the front door, the smell hit you like a rock. Fur, feces, urine on the couches, dead animals lying all around, and a horrible infestation of flies and trash all over the place. They rescued 38 animals from the house, many of them underweight and matted. Ms. Grant could get up to 2 years in prison if she is convicted on those charges. Well, the Queen Zoo has a new itty-bitty baby. Aw, in fact, the world's smallest deer species was born. It's a southern poodoo fawn. Weighed all of 2 pounds when it was born June 21st. The Wildlife Conservation Society, which runs New York's zoos, says at full weight, it'll be about 15 to 20 pounds soaking wet. The little deer is listed as near threatened. It is a native of Chile and Argentina, where its population is decreasing in part because of development. The Queen's Zoo breeds southern poodoos with other zoos in an effort to maintain their populations. In fact, 8 poodoo fawns have been born there since 2005. All right, Queen's Zoo. Street vendors, who've been on the wait list for decades, they say, to get a legal license, are fed up. Holding a big rally and march to the steps of City Hall today, saying they have a right to make a living, too.
Hundreds of street vendors from across the boroughs marching from Union Square all the way down to City Hall, demanding they can receive legal licenses to vend on the streets, some of them who've been on the waiting list for decades. Raphael Sweeter is speaking on behalf of Ness, a food vendor from the Bronx.
Even if you want a permit, you can't get one. When you provide healthy food for people who are coming off the train who may not want to walk a block or two to a store, you're doing a service to people's health.
Helen Hugh, another vendor from Flushing, Queens, telling us her story with the help of a translator.
Hey, Father. She said on many occasions, even to the police, that they do want to lawfully be able to vend in New York City, but right now there's no way to do so.
Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Union Square.
There's a little-known program in one Long Island town designed to help seniors fix up their homes.
For Helen O'Mara, the thought of being in her home 24/7 was not a good one. The 83-year-old says after a hip replacement, she needs to be in a wheelchair, but that made it impossible to go up and down the 4 stairs in front of her Huntington Station home.
Only 4 steps, but when you're having a problem, it might as well be a dozen steps. You don't realize how much a step takes out of you.
Her niece found out about the town's residential repair program, which helps seniors free of charge with minor repairs, including installing a ramp that was donated by another resident.
I'm just very grateful to the town for the ramp.
Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds, and 92.3 FM in Huntington Station, Long Island.
And it might still be summer around here, but the New York Botanical Garden are already gearing up for Halloween.
This is Halloween.
Tim Burton's The Nightmare Before Christmas coming to the garden this fall, starting at the end of September. Isn't that crazy? They're starting everything early. It'll be a light trail inspired by the classic Halloween flick, featuring over 8,300 square feet of light installations, including interactive video projections. They got a little 3D printing sculpture of those iconic characters you're familiar with. The installation opens on September 27th. It'll run through the end of November.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.